Hello, greetings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I am Pastor Steve Olofa again. Thanks for joining. In this episode of Wisdom Seeds, I will be speaking on the message titled, 10 Habits to Surrender to the Spirit's Power for Godly Character. I repeat it again. 10 Habits to Surrender to the Spirit's Power for Godly Character. Let us read it. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Another translation of that verse says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the power of your Spirit. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to learn at your feet once again. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. What are habits? Habits are repeated patterns of behavior, thoughts, words, or actions that become part of your daily life. Over time, habits shape your character, influence your decisions, and ultimately determine the directions of your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 10 habits to surrender to the Spirit's power for godly character. Number one, the self-life. The self-life. The behavior of the self-life is obvious. According to Galatians chapter 5, from verse 19 to 21, sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are blessed or favored, temper tantrums, angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessings of others, murder, uncontrolled additions, wild parties, and all other similar behavior. And the Bible says, haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? Praise the Lord. Amen. Self-life. The spirit produces character where the flesh is controlled. Walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the self-life. Hallelujah. Another habit is habitual sin and fleshly patterns. Romans chapter 8 verse 13 says, put to death the deeds of the body in the spirit. Romans chapter 6 verse 14, sin shall not have dominion over you. The spirit empowers you to break sinful habits. Confess, repent, and rely on the spirit for victory over recurring sins. Hallelujah. Number three, negative thought patterns. For from within, out of a person comes evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, lustful desires, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these vile things come from within. They are what defile you. Mark chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, the Bible says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Ungodly thoughts shape ungodly behavior. Replace negative thoughts with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Another habit is uncontrolled speech. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. It says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. James chapter 3, verse 2. If anyone does not stumble in word, is a perfect man. Speech reveals your character. Discipline your tongue to produce life-giving words. Amen. Hallelujah. Number 5. Anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32 says, let all bitterness, wrath, anger be put away from you. Put them away. Forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Unforgiveness hardens your heart and quenches the spirit. Choose forgiveness as an act of obedience, trusting the Spirit to heal. Hallelujah. Another habit you have to forgo is pride and self-exaltation. James chapter 4 verse 6 says, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Pride blocks favor. Hallelujah. I repeat, pride blocks favor. Number 7, lack of self-control. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 and 23. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. Lack, like a city broken down, is a man who lacks self-control. Proverbs 25, verse 28. Let your spirit be governed by your desire, reactions, and habits. Let your spirit govern your desires, reactions, and habits. Hallelujah. Another habit is worry, anxiety, and fear. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but be prayer, supplications, and thanksgiving. Make your request known unto God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. God has not given us all the spirit of fear, but the spirit of Abba Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn your worries into prayers and trust the Spirit's peace. Fear competes with faith, but let your faith prevail in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Another habit that you have to forgo is love of the world. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, the Bible says, do not love the world. Hallelujah. Do not love the world and the things of this world. Choose obedience even when it is uncomfortable. Hallelujah. Lastly, resistance to the Spirit's conviction. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Today, if you will hear his voice and do not harden your hearts. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 15. Ignoring conviction stalls spiritual growth. Respond quickly to the Spirit's promptings. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I surrender every habit that resists your work. Transform my heart, renew my mind, and produce godly character in me. I yield to your peace, power, and guidance. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to the 10 habits to surrender to the Spirit's power for godly character. Remember, you are deeply loved, eternally valued, and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Until I come your way again, this is Pastor Stephen Olofa. Bye. Amen.